The UN Human Rights Chief has urged Yemen's government to reverse the decision. Zayd Raad Al Hussein said it appeared to be based on misunderstandings about his office's work in objectively monitoring and reporting on human rights and the protection of civilians. Rupert Colville is spokesperson for the UN Human Rights High Commissioner.
Yesterday, in his public statements, Yemen's Minister of Human Rights gave a variety of reasons for the government's decision, including an assertion that the UN Human Rights Office had not paid enough attention to the situation in Taiz, and that it issued press releases with a, quote, incomplete information.
Taiz, Yemen's third largest city, has been under virtual siege for several months. UN agencies have been struggling to deliver humanitarian aid to hundreds of thousands of desperate people living there.
The High Commissioner says he is also perplexed by the accusation that we have ignored the deplorable situation in Taiz, which has been suffering for many months from a blockade of supply routes by the popular committees affiliated with the Houthis. We have addressed this situation in Taiz in numerous public statements, including at Tuesday's press briefing here in Geneva. And the fact that that briefing and other public statements have also focused on casualties caused by coalition forces, including through the apparent use of cluster submunitions, is a reflection of the unfortunate realities on the ground in Yemen and not a sign of bias.
The UN Secretary General has called for parties in Yemen to respect their human rights obligations. Ban Ki-moon on Friday expressed concern about the intensification of coalition airstrikes and ground fighting and shelling, despite repeated calls for a renewed cessation of hostilities. Stefan Dujarric is spokesperson for the UN Secretary General.
The Secretary General is particularly concerned about reports of intense airstrikes in residential areas and on civilian buildings in Sana'a. These include the Chamber of Commerce, a wedding hall, and a center for the blind. We've also received troubling reports of the use of cluster munitions in attacks on Sana'a on January 6th in several locations. The use of cluster munitions in populated areas may amount to a war crime due to their indiscriminate nature.
Meanwhile, efforts to broker peace in Yemen continue. The UN envoy for the country, Ismail Old Sheikh Ahmed, was in Saudi Arabia on Friday to meet with Yemeni officials ahead of the latest round of peace talks scheduled for next week in Geneva. Deanne Penn, United Nations.